Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. This is your 3 p.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. The latest information we have, 50 mile per hour winds, continuously looking at observations, updating this information. But that slowdown has occurred, the current movement towards the northwest at 9 miles an hour. We've been talking about that happening, and it really is slowing down compared to 18 miles an hour, what we had this morning. Let's start off with this radar. Location of the storm pretty close to this location here, and our forecast continues to bring it across portions of Connecticut with time. You can see some of these red and these orange areas here, just that heavy tropical rain pushing from Connecticut into portions of Massachusetts. So that's where you're going to see some of your heavy rainfall totals and some of these outer bands as well. But even away from the center, you can start seeing some of this northern New Jersey, and a lot of this has persisted. And you're really looking at this radar loop. I've been trying to draw a line like that where you can see some of this persistent rain. Notice the storm's moving, the individual showers are moving, but look at this overall area right here really hasn't moved very much. So as this storm continues to move, slow down and turn, we'll have to watch some of these areas, not just those core rains around the center, but watch how some of this area down here, that rain stays where it is and pivots. Some of those rainfall totals can add up really quickly. So we'll have to watch that close for some additional flooding. Let's take a look at the latest forecast that we do have. This is our latest update, looking at the track. Right here, you can see the storm. Let's follow it with time. We're located still pretty close to the coast, but moving across Connecticut overnight. It looks like we're going to get into portions of western Massachusetts overnight tonight and then make that turn, slow down and make that turn. This is 8 a.m. on Monday and then we get to 8 a.m. on Tuesday. So slow movement through the night tonight into tomorrow, then accelerating with time towards the east and being right off the coast Tuesday morning, off the coast of Maine back in the Atlantic. So we're going to watch that, and you can see the rainfall that could occur with this and some gusty winds as well. So saturate the soil, you can see some flooding, and you can also see some trees down with this storm. Looking at the latest, this is the brand new map that we just got from the Weather Prediction Center, looking at some of that rainfall that's still yet to occur over the next couple days. Areas in yellow, that's a large area, 4 to 6 inches of rain. That's pretty significant. That's portions of New York getting into Connecticut, especially that northwest portion of Connecticut and portion of western Massachusetts. In the green there, that's 2 to 4 inches. That's still significant. An area of 2 to 4 inches, a large portion of central Massachusetts back towards the west, New York backs in portions of Pennsylvania as well. So that's pretty significant. That's a lot of rain. And the Weather Prediction Center also comes up with this map. It's worth showing right here, just areas that have a moderate risk of getting that flash flooding. So Hartford, Albany, back through Poughkeepsie, this includes New York, Long Island, Islip. Any one of these areas could see significant flooding still persisting from this tropical system. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. And some of that rainfall is going to occur at nighttime where you can't see where water covers the road. So turn around, don't drown. Be safe from this rainfall and flooding. Listen to those warnings. This has been the latest information from right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.